Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You are really nuts, you know? Nuts? One of these days they're going to come over here and lock you up.
Oh, lay off of me, will
you? You ain't playing with a full deck, Eunice. I think somebody blew your pilot light out.
That's a new one, Mama.
You know what? You're playing hockey with a warped puck.
Stop it. I love you. That gown is gorgeous.
Thank you. I saw it in the window and I just couldn't resist it.
Are you going to be on next season?
Yes, unless you know something I don't.
Earlier or later or what?
What, dear?
Sometimes I fall asleep
during our show.
Now, you think you understand this the way this works here?
Sure.
You understand that perfectly?
Yeah.
All right. Would you go into my office for a minute?
It's stuck.
Why are you trying to go through a locked door?
You told me to.
If I told you to jump out the window, would you do that?
No.
It's too bad. I had some hope for that.
Dave Player on 720 WGN. Emmy Award-winning hit variety series, The Carol Burnett Show, turns 50 this year, which originally entertained us for 11 seasons, starring Carol Burnett, Harvey Korman, Vicki Lawrence, Lyle Wagner, and Tim Conway, and featuring some of the most memorable characters ever on television. The Carol Burnett Show 50th Anniversary Special airs tonight at 7 Central on CBS. And now to look back at this iconic series is the legendary Carol Burnett. Hello, Carol.
Hey, Dave.
Well, it is both a thrill and a genuine honor to have a little time with you. And I admit I am ridiculously nervous. I need a cocktail or something.
Well, I'll wait while you go get one.
Okay, terrific. Well, I'm so excited about the 50th anniversary special airing tonight. And I want to start with your story on how all this came together. And it's very inspirational. You received a $1,000 anonymous check to begin your journey to Hollywood.
It was a loan. And this gentleman and his wife saw me perform at a party. And I was at UCLA at the time. And they said, what do you want to be, what do you want to do with your life? And I said, well, someday I want to be able to go to New York and be on Broadway. And they said, well, why aren't you there now? I said, well, we were poor. And I said, well, I'm saving up. I'm hoping to get. And he said, I'll lend you the money. And he lent me $1,000, which was to go to New York on. And that really jump-started my career. Paid him back 5 years to the day that he lent me the money. But that gave me my start.
But that was $1,000 in the 1950s. That was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money. Yeah. I'd never seen that many zeros in my life. You know. And he said there were stipulations. He said, one, you must use this money to go to New York. Two, it's a loan. You pay it back, in 5 years if you are successful. Three, you must never reveal my name. And four, if you are successful, you must help others out.
Wow.
That you have faith in.
Wow. What a great mission and an incredible opportunity. That doesn't happen every day.
No, not at all. And so that gave me the courage to go. I'd never been further east than Texas, I had no idea when I landed in New York what I was going to do, where I was going to live. It was pretty, but I wasn't scared.
You had confidence.
I had confidence because I was raised on the movies that starred Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney where everything was going to be fine. And that was my imprint as a child, being raised during that era with those movies. everything worked out, you know. The good guys got it. The bad guys didn't, you know. It didn't work for them. And so I was never cynical.
And that gave you the drive to succeed. To succeed.
Yep.
And from there, I know you did what every hungry actor did. You worked jobs around town until you got your first gig on the Paul Winchell and Jerry Mahoney show. And years after that, after appearances on The Tonight Show with Jack Parr and Ed Sullivan, you got the Gary Moore show. And I know Gary, you've always cited as one of your mentors.
Oh, he was so kind. And this is what I did with my show. I kind of copied what Gary did. Because I would remember, we would sit around the table, you know, we'd have a table reading on a Monday for the Friday show. And if he had a joke or something he wasn't too sure about himself, he would say, you know what, Durward, you take this punchline, you can say it funnier. Or he'd say it to me, give this to Carol, she can say it funnier than I can. And so he was not afraid to share. You know, so we were a true rep company, and that's what I wanted with my show, that even though my name was on it, there would be many sketches where I'd be supporting Harvey or Tim or Vicky, and then they'd be supporting me. So it was a true, true rep company, which is what I fashioned for after doing Gary's show.
He let others shine. And
absolutely, because it only makes your show better.
It does. It does. And he's a guy that nobody, you know, unfortunately, there's just not, Gary Moore's name isn't mentioned enough in the pioneering of television.
You're absolutely right. It was a wonderful comedy variety show. And the music, some of the production numbers were totally worthy of Broadway. And that's what I wanted my show to do, too. To, you know, we mounted what would amount to a musical comedy review every week. And, you know, and we did it just like you do a Broadway show.
Yeah, well, you went to Broadway, you did all kinds of guest appearances, you had so many TV specials, and you pulled the trigger on that contract you had with CBS right at the tail end.
That's right.
And you said, let's do this variety series. And they went, what?
They didn't remember that it was in the contract, and that if I wanted to do an hour-long variety show, all I had to do was the button, and they would have to put it on for 30 one-hour pay-or-play weeks.
Wow.
And they didn't want that was in the contract, and they didn't want to do it. And they said, we want you to do a sitcom, you know, called, get this, Here's Agnes.
It sounds horrible.
I said, but I don't want to be the same person every week. I want to do different characters, and, you know, the way I did on Gary Moore's show. And they had to put us on the air. They did not. That's the only reason I got the show. It never would have happened if I hadn't had that in the contract.
But they didn't think this was a woman's game, doing a variety show.
That's right. That's what they said. You know, Carol, comedy variety is a man's game. It's Jackie Gleason. It's Sid Caesar. It's Milton Berle. And at that time, now it's Dean Martin. You know, and I don't even think of it like, you know, being a woman doing it. I just want to do what I did on Gary's show. And, you know, you couldn't do what we did today because we had 28-piece orchestra.
Wow.
You know, no synthesizers or, you know, fake music. It was all real.
Yeah.
And we had 12 dancers. Bob Mackey created 60 to 70 costumes a week.
That's amazing.
He would come up with everything everybody wore, whatever you saw on the screen, Bob designed the costumes for. And then the two guest stars a week and the rep company, it was really exciting. And, you know, to get, the guests. I just finished writing my fourth book, and it's about the show.
Oh, cool. Oh, how wonderful.
It's about how we got started, how we found Vicky and Harvey and Lyle and Tim and so forth. Anecdotes about many of the guest stars, rundowns of some of the sketches, descriptions of the sketches, and musical numbers and stuff, and, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff that happened. And so that's coming out next September.
Wonderful. We'll talk to you then about that as well. And I'll tell you, though, this is what killed me when I was a kid, because I was born in 67, so I missed those early years. But when the season ended in May or whenever it was, and you you were mopping up, I hated it because I knew I wasn't going to see you again for months.
Oh.
It was a bummer because, I mean,
that's so sweet.
That was Saturday nights. That was Saturday nights, is making popcorn, getting in your jammies, and watching Carol Burnett for my age. Yeah.
That's the nicest compliment you can give me.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And it is so much fun to watch those shows. I have to ask you, I'm sure you've been asked this before, you had favorites that were on the show because you gelled with those people, you know, the Ken Berrys, the Jim Nabors. Was Jimmy Stewart the most exciting guest that you've had on the show that really did something?
Actually, he wasn't a guest. He came on and surprised me on our final show.
On the special evening with Carol Burnett, that's right.
Yeah, the very last show of the 11th season. And I didn't know he was there, but we were friends. And so Tim came out and he said, he interrupted me. I was talking to the audience. He said, there's a guy backstage who's always wanted to be on the show, and I thought you should give him a whirl or whatever it was he said. And I thought, what in the world is Tim talking about? And the curtain went up, and there was Jimmy sitting at the piano.
Wow. I remember that. The curtains opened. That's right.
Oh, and I screamed, and then I started to cry because he was my favorite actor.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, and so he wasn't what you would call a regular guest that week, but he came on, he played us and sang his favorite song, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, and then he came over and talked to me, and he said, in essence, he was very complimentary about our 11 years and so forth and whatever, and I was blubbering like a baby. I was just so touched, and they hid him all day in a dressing room, so you know, out of sight, so I wouldn't see him.
What a nice
gift. He and his wife came, and they were just kind of hanging out backstage, you know, and I had no idea that he was going to do that, but it was it was one of the most thrilling things that ever happened to me on the show.
What a lovely gift.
Yeah.
What a lovely gift. And what surprises me is you guys did the show a couple times. You know, you did a more of a dress rehearsal, and then you did the actual show. I mean, that's a lot of work.
We taped around 5 o'clock, the dress rehearsal, and we would tape that. And then we'd break and have notes and maybe rewrite a couple of things and then have another different audience come in, and then we'd do the show at 8. But we didn't, we would go pretty much straight through because I never wanted to keep the studio audience waiting. So I'd make quick costume changes since the scenery would go fast. And we'd be out of there. We'd take maybe an hour and 15 minutes. And we'd be out of there in about 2 hours, 15 minutes. Yeah. Because now some shows today, I mean, they go to 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, they keep doing pickups and this and that, and the audience is long gone. And it... I don't think it makes it any better.
Well, you did it almost close to live. I mean, you tried to do...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a bug about that because I didn't want to keep the studio audience waiting. And if they got bored and we couldn't get their, you know, get them to respond, then we weren't that good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we really kept it going, you know. And I would make a bet with the stagehands that I could do a skin-out change faster than they can move a sofa over to the other end of the stage. You know, it's my Broadway training.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah.
Man, we'd be out, and in time, we'd finish in time to go to dinner, take the guests to dinner.
How cool is that? Well, the Carol Burnett 50th Anniversary Special airs tonight on CBS. You can catch Carol Burnett and Friends every weeknight at 10 Central on MeTV. Carol's most recent book, In Such Good Company, is available wherever books are sold. And you can purchase the Carol Burnett Show on DVD on TimeLife.com and at Amazon.com. I think I got it all, Carol.
Oh, that's true. Thank you, Dave.
Absolutely. It's been a privilege.
Go get that cocktail.
I'm going to do that. All right. Have a good evening.
Take
all right.
Care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, darling.